would come in when we would be chopping that cotton or hoeing that cotton, you know what I mean? And we would burst those cantaloupes right there in the hot, broiling sun, but them was the most delicious things you've ever ate in your life.
I bet they were.
They were just delicious. They
did you have to have, with the cotton and all that stuff?
I picked many a cotton, but I didn't enjoy that.
You didn't?
No, I never did enjoy picking cotton.
That's hard work, I'm sure.
I had two brothers, but they were so much older than us girls, you know what I mean? They had married off. And it just left us. Girl, of course, my daddy hired farm hands, men, to help him, you know what I mean? And we didn't have to work that much in the fields, but whenever they needed us girls put on our overhauls and we went to the field and worked just like the men did, because I haul hay on Sunday, you know what I mean? When it come time to cut the hay and get it in, if it looked like it was going to rain, if we had hay cut in, maybe for several days, as quick as those hay bales was baled, we went in and got up this hay. I was a young girl at that time. And we've come in from church many a time, went and hauled hay. You know, you've heard the saying, if the ox gets in the ditch on Sunday, pull him out. We pulled him out. That's what we were doing, pulling him out. And what we had to save this hay, because it's all we had for when the pastures began to die down, we had pastures and cattle and horses, you see, and we had to have something to feed that. So those horses and cattle and mom and daddy's cow, of course, we had milk cows, oh glory. I learned to milk a cow when I was about 6 years old. That's right. I learned to mash, I put my thumb and I do like that. I double my thumb up instead of putting the thumb up over. I double my thumb up and everybody laughed at me, but the lady that taught me, she did that too. And you put the pressure with your knuckle there.
Oh, really? Did that work better?
It worked for me. That's the way I was taught to milk. Of course, I never did milk too much, but if we ever had to, we knew how. We was always taught how to do everything, you know, on the farm, because we never knew whenever might something happen to my mom and daddy that we would have to do that. You know what I mean? My father was, he did most all the milking.
Well, with the cows and all, how would they keep them all in the area? I mean, how would you keep them from running?
Well, they just more or less flock together. Animals do. You know, you don't see very many animals that are stray from a herd. That's just in nature, I reckon. They just almost flock together. Well, they had to more or less. They was fenced in. They couldn't go very far.
What kind of fence?
Well, now, some of them were rail fences. Back the older people, you know, back whenever I was a kid, I could see lots of those rail fences that they built. But my father built barbed wire fences and fenced in all the cattle and stuff. And then the chickens were even fenced in, you know, because they would get into the garden and things, or either the garden was fenced in to where the chickens couldn't get into them because they would eat it up.
Yeah.
They used to take and eat the bean beetles off the beans, the chickens did. They tell me they'd eat the bean beetles off, and then they would close the gate in order for them not to get the little young tender beans whenever they came along. So nature took care of itself a lot there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Well, did y'all have a well on the...
Oh, yeah, I've drawn water many a day, you know what I mean? Now, the boys, my father drawed water for the mules when they bring them in from work, you know what I mean? Draw water for the mules.
What would you draw it in?
Draw it in a well bucket. Had a well, and we had a windlass and a rope, you know what I mean?
A windlass?
A windlass, that's what it was called, that the rope, you wound this rope up on to bring this bucket up out of the way. It was called a windlass. And you would, arm got lots of exercise in. We didn't have to take no extra exercise then for our weight. We'd draw water and fill up big old pots, you know what I mean?